welcome to the Pro Football Weekly Fantasy Football Podcast, the DFS Daily Fantasy Sports Edition. My name is John Solly. I'm a fantasy football contributor to Pro Football Weekly. You can find me on Twitter at JSolly. Joining me is my co-host, fantasy football contributor and Northwest Herald sports editor, Kyle Neighbors. You can find him on Twitter at Kyle Neighbors. Kyle, how did week two go for you over on FanDuel?
Well, after avoiding all the landmines in week one, week two really couldn't have gone much worse. I talked myself into Zeke. That didn't go well. I had some Le'Veon Bell thinking that, you know, that he was just going to be under-owned, and he was, and that didn't work. So, I mean, everything kind of fell apart. How about you? How'd things go on DraftKings?
Not so bad. I ended up with a little bit of Zeke and a little bit of Bell, too. I talked myself into Bell at low ownership. That obviously did not go well. But I did find myself on J.J. Nelson a lot. And I found myself with some Keenan Allen as well. I stuck with that Chargers play. So overall, it ended up being a profitable week for me over on DK.
Well, that's good. But when we get to the Cardinals from now on, I'm not allowing you to talk me into Larry Fitzgerald ever again. I'm done with that.
It was a smash opportunity. It just ended up being J.J. Nelson, who I ended up being all over once John Brown was out. And that's an important tip for anybody listening to this podcast is, you know, we're giving out our favorite plays on Thursday afternoon is when we tape, but there's plenty of injury information that comes out, especially pay attention to Friday practices, who doesn't play, because that can really affect your decisions. I was not on J.J. Nelson when we taped this last week, and by the time Friday afternoon rolled around, I think I jammed him into just about every lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, not just Friday. Make sure you're checking inactives on Sunday morning. I mean, Sam Bradford tried to, you know, go out there and test out that knee Sunday morning, couldn't go. And all of a sudden you had, who was it, Case Keenum out there throwing balls around. And, you know, Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs had a lot less fantasy relevance. And, I went through and made sure to get those guys out of the lineup on Sunday morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, let's move on to week three here. Kyle, it's kind of a weird week.
Yeah, there absolutely.
There are a lot of road favorites. I'm just going through the list here, the odds. Cleveland is favorite on the road. How often do you get to say that? Pittsburgh, Miami, Denver, Atlanta, Kansas City, Oakland, and Dallas are all road favorites. I don't think I can remember a week recently where there's so many road favorites. And that really kind of screws things up because I really like playing guys at home. But we're kind of going to be forced this week, I think, to play some guys who are on the road. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the top offenses are going on the road this week in great spots, but spots that you probably want to attack. Kansas City on the road in particular. Denver on the road. I think there's a lot you can do there. Miami. The NFL is interesting. And I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of bettors out there that are going to be happy this week because people love to take home dogs if they're sharp. And you're probably going to see that a lot. It's going to be interesting to watch the lines on Sunday morning because you can really tell a lot with the way the over-under are being bet Sunday morning. And I expect, because of the way this is set up with the road favorites, that you're going to see some lines adjust, and that's going to be a good spot. Like if you see an over-under go up 2 or 3 points on Sunday morning, which is possible with the way this slate is set up, you're going to want to jump on those offenses, I think.
Is there a game or two that you're really watching because of that?
Yeah, you know, Cleveland and Indianapolis, for instance, I think the over-under right now is 40. Now, if you see that edge up to 42 or 43, I think that's going to give me more confidence to go out and to attack a game that a lot of people are kind of apprehensive to go after.
All right, we'll get to that game a little bit later in the show because I think we may be on the same page on that. I'm looking at the Miami and Jets game. There's a little bit of injury concern within the Dolphins wide receiver core, Jay Ajayi, also on this Wednesday practice, but Adam Gase says it's not really a big concern. Ajayi is one of my favorite plays of the week, I think, but I also may want a little bit of access to that Miami passing game just because, the Jets defense is miserable all over the place, and Jay Cutler actually looked okay in his opening game against San Diego.
I'm not going to talk anyone off if they want to go ahead and plug in multiple pieces from the Miami offense. This Jets team is just horrendous. Personally, I'm going to be putting Jay Ajayi in my lineups across the board. I think this is a perfect spot for him. You saw he looked really, really good last week against the Chargers. They love to feed him the ball. Adam Gase is a run first coach. And you saw the Oakland Raiders just do whatever they want running the ball against the Jets. And, you know, they did it through the air too. But I think this sets up favorably for Ajayi to have 25 to 30 touches in this game and a couple touchdowns.
He is the third most expensive back on both sites, but he's closer to the top on FanDuel. You only need to get another 500 more to get up to Le'Veon Bell, another 100 more to get up to Kareem Hunt on FanDuel. On DraftKings, it's another 300 to get to Hunt and another 1,100 to get to Bell. So I think Ajayi may be more popular on DraftKings than FanDuel just because of the salary and because people have probably got burned by Le'Veon Bell and don't want to pay that much for Kareem Hunt because they only had to pay $6,000 for Kareem Hunt a week or two ago.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what's going to happen with Kareem Hunt now that the price is up there with the top backs. I don't know about you, but you see so far across the industry, a lot of people want to pay down at running back, get these guys that are dual backs that are catching passes. And I don't think that's a bad strategy. Obviously, it's worked so far. But I think this might be a week where you actually want to pay up at running back and get a couple of those high-priced guys in there. How about you?
All three of those guys I like this week. They're all on the road, all road favorites. Again, it's a road favorite week. But, you know, Le'Veon Bell, it's a guy that you may be able to get at lower ownership because he's burned people for the past couple of weeks. Kareem Hunt, I think, you know, his price is actually pretty fair. And he's, you know, it's an Andy Reid back who continues to get all the volume. And then we just talked about Ajayi. So those are three fantastic plays. And I'm not really in love with a lot of the mid-priced backs this week. There's some guys that I'm interested in, but the safety is in the volume here, and the volume is high price this week.
Yeah, there are some mid-price guys that I will mix in. But even on FanDuel, in that same group of three, Devonta Freeman, another road favorite, but I like the way they're using Devonta Freeman in the offense. He doesn't have as high a ceiling as these other guys, but I also think he has a higher floor. I think he's a guy that's going to get his 15 to 20 touches, and he's going to find the end zone. They use him a ton in the red zone.
Yeah, I agree. And Freeman's only 6,700 on DraftKings. He's just below Ty Montgomery and about 600 ahead of Christian McCaffrey. So Freeman's a guy that's in an awkward price spot, but I think he's a guy that on DraftKings, and he's a good price spot on FanDuel, I think. So I think he's a guy that, yeah, we can jam into our lineups with confidence, I think. Let's move on to our next topic, and I think it's probably the biggest question in DFS this week, and it is what you do with Cam Newton. There is no greater gift to fantasy quarterbacks than the New Orleans defense. Cam Newton is at home. Carolina is favored. All those things add up to what should be a great week. But Cam Newton has not been a great fantasy quarterback in about a calendar year. The last time he was really good was about a calendar year ago. So, and he's struggled. He's looked rusty, and he's been hurt still coming out of the gate. I think he's still listed as questionable right now. So even though he's going to play. So Kyle, you know, given all this, what do you want to do this week with Cam Newton against the Saints?
To be completely honest, I don't know. Like I keep looking at it, and I'm like, it's the Saints. Just fire them up and don't think about it. Pair with Kelvin Benjamin or take a chance on Funchess. Put that stack in there and just move on. But every time I do it, I've watched the last 2 weeks. I've gone back and watched those games, and he's looked awful. And I don't think that he's all of a sudden just going to come out and start lighting up the world. So I guess I'm leaning toward being underweight and just hoping that people chase the points against the Saint defense. And if it burns me, it burns me.
Yeah, I'm going to have some, but I, like you, I'm going to be underweight. Let's not forget, he also just lost Greg Olsen, his number one target.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we keep expecting this Kelvin Benjamin breakout. They've been giving him targets. It just hasn't happened. Christian McCaffrey, you know, they're giving him the ball. I think he only has, was it 60 rushing yards or maybe, I can't remember what it was here. Let me see if I can find it quick. But, like, he's not averaging very well on the ground. He has had some targets. I just don't like the way this offense is playing. The offensive line looks bad. I think this game might end up being a lower scoring game than we expect.
And there's a bit of a history of New Orleans and Carolina when they get together, of those games going under the total. There's a bit of a history of that. So I'm with you. I think, you know, I'll have a sprinkle, but I'm not having much more of this.
Yeah, I'm more likely to use Kelvin Benjamin as a one-off than I am to use Cam and Kelvin Benjamin. I think the Saints defense is bad enough that Benjamin can break one big one and get to value. But expecting Cam and him to both have big weeks, I'm having trouble convincing myself.
Yep, I am too. All right, before we get to our favorite plays, let's get to a game we foreshadowed a little bit earlier. Browns-Colts. Did not expect this to be a very fantasy-relevant game, but I'm talking myself into it. The over-under is only 41, but these are two very bad defenses. And bad defenses can make for decent offense. These guys are all underpriced. Guys that I'm interested, DeShone Kizer's underpriced. Jack Doyle, I mean, Jacoby Brissett was locked into Jack Doyle at tight end. Doyle might be, you know, the chalk at tight end this week. You can talk me into Rashard Higgins, who was on the practice squad, you know, about 20 minutes ago. Yeah,
a week ago at this time. Yeah. Now has 11 targets in 1 week. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the NFL.
Right. Yeah, and Isaiah Crowell is a guy that's kind of getting the squeaky wheel treatment, I think, this week. He's been very vocal in wanting to be more involved in the offense. So all of a sudden, that's like four or five guys that we're interested in this game. Are we crazy to game stack this and just hope that bad defenses lead to, you know, productive offenses and this thing could maybe go off at lower ownership?
I don't know if I can game stack it. I think that's a fun strategy. If you're making multiple lineups, I think it's really, really fun to just throw one game stack in there with this game, just because it's going to be entertaining, I think. But I do have a lot of interest in different players. I think I'm definitely going to have a DeShone Kizer and Rashard Higgins stack somewhere. I like Kizer's floor in this game. Indianapolis defense, just awful. I think Kizer, with his ability to run the ball, I think that's going to get him to a... I don't see any way he doesn't meet value in this game. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I don't see how he doesn't with his floor.
Yeah. Kizer, Crowell, it's going to happen. He's had two tough matchups to begin the year, but he's going to break off a big game here coming up soon. I might as well be against Indianapolis defense. On the other side of the ball, you know, I think you can make the same case for Jacoby Brissett, in this game. T.Y. Hilton, his price has plummeted down to 6,700 on FanDuel. You know, against this Cleveland defense, he still has 13 targets in 2 weeks. There's no reason he can't blow away his value on FanDuel. And then, yeah, I think you're right about Jack Doyle. You saw a connection there last week. I think he's going to be chalk at $5,300 on FanDuel, but I don't think that it's bad chalk. I think he's a guy. The Cleveland defense is just hemorrhaging points tight ends, and I think that's going to continue.
Yeah, I think Doyle's a plug-and-play, set-and-forget type guy. I find it tougher to get to Hilton on DraftKings. He's right near Davante Adams, and a guy who is 800 cheaper, no, 600 cheaper, is a guy I really like this week, DeShone Jackson, against the Minnesota defense. So I don't know if I can find myself talking. I don't know if I can talk myself into Hilton. I may have him on one lineup, but all the other guys we mentioned, I think, are more than viable plays this week.
Well, I think, and it'll be interesting to see how the ownership breaks down on this. And you kind of, unless you're paying for it, it's hard to find ownership statistics, but you can kind of get a feel by Saturday evening how things are breaking down. And T.Y. Hilton is in the same price range as Davante Adams, Kelvin Benjamin, Stephon Diggs, Martavius Bryant, and all guys that I expect to be pretty heavily owned, particularly Diggs if Sam Bradford's able to play. Emmanuel Sanders also in there. If you can get T.Y. Hilton at like less than 5%, I think it's worth firing him up and taking a chance.
Yeah, I mean, if you think he can go off, absolutely. All right, so let's move on to our favorite plays, just position by position. Kyle, who are some of your favorite guys this week at quarterback on FanDuel?
Yeah, I'm really trying to pay down this week because I really want to get up to those top running backs. So I like Kaiser. I like Matt Stafford a lot in a game where I think that Detroit's going to be trailing for most of it. You've seen them kind of air the ball out a little bit more. And who else? Carson Wentz, I think, is in a good spot. He's looked really good so far this year, and that Giants defense is a little bit banged up right now. How about you? What do you like?
You know, I don't really want to pay up either. Matt Ryan, you could talk me into at 7,100. He's the fourth most expensive QB on DraftKings this week, but I am probably going down to somebody like Stafford at 6,200. Guy I really like this week is Kirk Cousins against that Oakland defense at home. I know Cousins has looked pretty bad for the first 2 weeks, but back home against a defense that really can't stop anybody through the air, I think Cousins is a smash play this week at only 6,100. If you want to go much cheaper than that, Kaiser's at 5,000. I think you have to really like that. Guy who's been really good through 2 weeks, Trevor Siemian, 5,500 at Buffalo.
Yeah, I've checked that out a little bit too. See, he's in the same price range on FanDuel as Phillip Rivers and Jay Cutler. And as odd as this may sound, I actually trust those guys a little bit more. I expect Denver to get a lead pretty early in this game. I don't know if the volume is going to be there for Trevor Siemian to continue to just blow through value like he has these first 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's a guy that I don't think I'm going to have him on any rosters, but he's a guy that I'm watching.
Yeah, going forward. I'm a little bit worried that I'm not going to have him on any rosters, and then he's going to continue to just rock.
Yeah, I mean, he's put up 23 and 24 points on DraftKings at about a $5,000 salary. You can't ask for much more than that.
Here, really quickly, do you have any interest in Ben on the road? I know we obviously know about his home and road splits, but the Bears' defense is not looking very good, and it's getting more and more banged up with each week.
I don't hate the play. I just don't think I'm going to have it because Stafford is the same price and Cousins is $100 cheaper and Wentz is $300 cheaper.
Okay, yeah. He's in the same price range as Stafford and Cam Newton on FanDuel. I'm interested to see where the ownership comes in on Ben.
Yeah, I am too because I don't think it's a bad play. I just don't know that I'm going to have it. All right, running back, we talked about Bell, Hunt, and Ajayi, so we know our feelings on that. Who else do you like at running back over on FanDuel this week?
Yeah, if I'm paying down, we were talking about some mid-price guys that we like but don't love. C.J. Anderson has been getting a ton of work. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in a positive game script. Christian McCaffrey, I mean, this is a make-or-break week, right, for him? Like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen this week. Outside of that, Crowell, like we were talking about, I'll have a little interest in Dalvin Cook just because I think he's explosive. The matchup is not great against Tampa Bay. They look pretty good up front. You know, and a guy, again, that I was touting last week, and he didn't get the touchdown. Rex Burkhead did, but I still like James White a lot. He's only 5,600 again. The Houston defense is struggling, and James White is getting a lot of targets out of the backfield. I think he's had 13 targets in two games already.
Yeah, he's making the most of his playing time for sure on DraftKings. I think he's a guy you can continue to jam in over at 5,400. I'm with you on C.J. Anderson over at 5,800. Guy that I really liked last week. He was mega chalk and paid off pretty well. And his price did not go up all. Well, it went up a little bit, but it's still not exorbitant. I think Ty Montgomery is still a good play against the Cincinnati defense at home, especially with the Green Bay guys that are hurt. You know, with Cobb being hurt, you know, Jordy Nelson has been back at practice, but you know, he's kind of fragile right now. So I think Ty Montgomery continues to get as much work as he can handle, and he's, you know, he's cheaper than Jai, cheaper than Hunt, cheaper than Bell. I think he's a decent play this week.
Yeah, one more guy I want to throw in here is Tariq Cohen, because I think the field is going to jump off him a little bit after he didn't have that dazzling performance again that we saw in week one, which was expected, but he still had 9 targets, and he had 8 receptions on 9 targets for 55 yards. I think he's going to continue to be heavily used in this Bears offense, and if I think people are going to jump off of him this week, I'm going to get right back on because Jordan Howard is not healthy.
He doesn't look good. He looks slow and hurt. So, yeah, I like the Cohen call. Two guys I'll throw out, and that'll be it. Because we know Atlanta can't stop running backs, especially running backs that catch balls. So, Theo Riddick and Amir Abdullah, he's getting targets too. So, I think both of those guys are viable this week.
Yeah, you're never going to find me playing Amir Abdullah. I hate the guy. But go right ahead. I understand the idea of doing it. I just can't stand him.
Fair enough. All right, let's move on to wide receiver. Kyle, who do you like over on FanDuel this week?
All right. If you're paying up, the Antonio Brown game is coming. You know, he had a pretty good start against Cleveland, and then drew Xavier Rhodes last week, and that kind of shut that down. But this Bears defense is looking bad. I think Antonio Brown is going to go off. And you can also, if you don't want to pay up for him, Martavius Bryant's not going to get the volume, but he can break the big one. You know, I'm interested a little bit to see what's going to happen with Odell Beckham Jr. here. The Giants' offense has looked bad. Eli Manning looks bad. But Odell Beckham has actually historically just destroyed the Eagles. I don't know. I was looking it up. It's just, he's just smacking this team around. And if he's anything close to healthy, I think he's going to go under-owned. Outside of that,
I think you could get Beckham at 5% ownership this week. Because people will want to play Antonio Brown. A.J. Green, I think, is shooting up charts this week. And Julio is still there, too. So of those top four price guys, I think Beckham's going to have the lowest ownership for sure.
You bring up AJ Green, and there AJ Green is my favorite receiver in the NFL. I love watching this guy play, and I thought with the kind of the slow start of the Cincinnati offense that I could get him, sneak him in this week. But there's been a lot of talk about him, as you mentioned. Are you still going to stay on that? Like,
absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely. Total squeaky wheel against a defense that I don't believe in. Tyler Eifert is out, so you've got, I think, even more targets funneling to Green. Green has a history of smashing on the road, especially against opponents from outside the division and outside the conference. He checks every box this week for me.
Yeah. The one thing that might help lower his, or at least keep his ownership and check on FanDuel, is there's several guys in that price range that I think, and all of them, I can make cases for all these guys. DeAndre Hopkins, the New England defense has not looked fantastic. He's getting a ton of targets. Alshon Jeffrey against the Giants. Alshon had his big week last week. He looks good. He looks confident in that offense. Same price. Both of those guys are 7,500 along with AJ Green. Brandon Cooks, same price. The Brandon Cooks game is coming. New England spreads the ball around. Michael Thomas, another one, getting a ton of looks. The big game is coming from him. And then Golden Tate, 7,400. In a game that that Detroit's probably going to be passing ball on. Like, all, I can make cases for all these guys. I want to play all of them.
There's a lot of great options this week, and I'm with you on every single one of those guys. I'll throw in a couple more. Terrell Pryor, I loved Cousins. Pryor's is clearly the number one option in that offense, so I think Pryor's a guy that I think can smash.
Well, Terrell Pryor needs to hang on to the ball. That would be really nice. I think I saw he has 5 drops already. That's not going to earn you much confidence.
It's not, but I think it's coming. Devontae Adams, especially if Cobb is out, I think he's a pretty easy play this week. I mentioned DeSean Jackson as a guy I really loved this week going up against Trey Waynes, the weakest Minnesota corner. I think he's just going to get I would have him running go routes all day and just keep throwing it to him. Higgins is a guy we talked about at 4,000. I'll throw one more guy only because Tyler Eifert is hurt. And when Eifert gets hurt, Brandon LaFell tends to jump up in targets.
You're going really deep here, aren't you?
That's deep. He's not a guy that's going to be on a lot of rosters for me at all. But if you really need to go cheap, need to go deep, Brandon LaFell is a guy who's going to get a few more targets this week.
Yeah, and really cheap guys. Nelson Aguilar saved a he almost was shut out last week after a big week one, but he did get into the end zone again. I like him at his price point. Outside of that, well, what do you think? Do you think Kenny Britt comes back to life with Corey Coleman out, or are we just going to go ahead and write this one off?
You know, Britt, there was a story today that Britt says he's trying to answer the challenge of Hugh Jackson. And Hugh Jackson, it very much sounded like it just sort of given up on Kenny Britt. So you won't find Kenny Britt on any rosters of mine this week. But if Britt says he's actually motivated now, then, you know, something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I'm terrified I'm going to talk myself into Kenny Britt with the DeShone Kizer stack at some point on Sunday morning. And that's probably going to end poorly for me.
Yeah. All right. Tight end. We'll close out with that. Who do you like at tight end on FanDuel?
Yeah, I think there's four guys in various price ranges I'm looking at. That's Travis Kelce. He's a big part of that offense. The Chargers defense is just bad. They can get pressure, but they can't stop anyone. Outside of that, Zach Ertz is going to get a ton of targets again. He's been doing it. The Giants have already given up back-to-back games to tight ends. I think that's going to continue this week. Kobe Fleener is still a big option in the Saints offense. I don't mind that. And, of course, the cheap option here, and he's going to be highly owned, is Jack Doyle, but I think it's good chalk.
Yeah, I think it's good chalk, too. And like you, if I'm paying up at tight end, I think it's going to be Kelce. Jordan Reed was back at practice this Thursday, so that's something I'll keep an eye on if he's going to continue to get healthy this week. Oakland still really can't stop tight ends. Martellus Bennett, you know, he's got another guy that's got to hold on to the ball when he gets it, but he's getting the opportunities in the Green Bay offense. And again, you know, if Cobb is going to be out, then someone has got to get those targets. You know, we talked about Doyle. And I'll throw in one more guy that I hate to play. I hate rostering this guy. And he's a little bit questionable with a shoulder injury. But Jared Cook.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
I know. He's so cheap. And Washington has bled against tight ends this year. They have absolutely bled against tight ends this year. So Jared Cook is a guy that, you know, if he's healthy enough, he's going to be on a roster or two.
I'm gonna allow you to take all the shares you want of that. You can have mine as well. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, we'll see how that plays out, and that'll do it for the PFW DFS Fantasy Football Podcast. For Kyle Neighbors, I'm John Solly. Good luck in your matchups this weekend.